She smiled. "What's your hurry to hit the mattress with her? The two of you are going to spend the week locked up in that zero-G sex cage of yours." "You are jealous." "No, I never claimed to have an exclusive right to you. After all, I didn't complain about Norfolk." He pulled his head back from her breasts. "Ione," he complained. "You reeked of guilt. Was she very beautiful?"
"She was sweet."
"Sweet? Why, Joshua Calvert, I do believe you're getting romantic in your old age." Joshua sighed and dropped back onto the mattress again. He wished she'd make up her mind whether she was jealous or not. "Do I ask about your lovers?" Ione couldn't help the slight flush that crept up her cheeks. Hans had been fun while it lasted, but she'd never felt as free with him as she did with Joshua.
"No," she admitted.
"Aha! I'm not the only one who's guilty, by the looks of it." She traced a forefinger down his sternum and abdomen until she was stroking his thighs.
"Quits?"
"Yes." His hands found her hips.
"I've brought you another present."
"Joshua, what?"
"A gigantea seed. That's an aboriginal lalon tree. I saw a couple on the edge of Durringham. They were 80 meters tall, but Marie said they were just babies. The really big ones are further inland from the coast."
"Marie said that, did she?"
"Yes."
He refused to be put off.
"It should grow all right in Tranquility's parkland, but you'll have to plant it where the soil is deep and there's plenty of moisture."
"I'll remember."
"It'll grow up to the light tube eventually."
She pulled a disbelieving face.
"I will have to run environmental compatibility tests first," Tranquility said. "Our biosphere is delicately balanced."
So cynical. "Thank you, Joshua," she said out loud. Joshua realized he had regained his erection.
"Why don't you just ease forward a bit?"
"I could give you a real treat instead," Ione said seductively. "A real male fantasy come true."
"Yes?"
"Yes. There's a girlfriend of mine I'd like you to meet. We go swimming together every morning. You'd like that, watching us get all wet and slippery. She's younger than me, and she never, ever wears a swimming costume."
"Jesus!"
Joshua's face went from greed to caution.
"This isn't on the level," he decided.
"Yes, it is. She's also very keen to meet you. She likes it a lot when people watch her. I do it all the time, sliding my hands all over her. Don't you want to join me?" He looked up at Ione's mock-innocent expression and wondered what the hell he was letting himself in for. Gay Jean, like bollocks.
Lead on.
They had walked 50 meters down the narrow sandy path towards the cove, Ione's escort of 3 sergeants an unobtrusive 10 paces behind, when Joshua stopped and looked round.
"This is the southern end, Cap."
"That's right," she said slyly. He caught up with her as she reached the top of the bluff. The long, gently curving cove below looked tremendously enticing, with a border of shaggy palm trees and a tiny island offshore. Away in the distance he could see the elaborate buildings of the Laymill Project campus. "It's all right," she said. "I won't have you arrested for coming here." He shrugged and followed her down the bluff. Ione was running on ahead as he reached the sand. Her toweling robe was flung away.
"Come on, Joshua!"
Spray frothed up as her feet reached the water. A naked girl, a tropical beach. Irresistible. He dropped his own robe and jogged down the slope. Something was moving behind him, something making dull thudding sounds as it moved, something heavy. He turned.
Jesus!
A kyant was running straight at him. It was smaller than any he'd seen before, about 3 meters long, only just taller than him. 8 fat legs were flipping about in a rhythm which was impossible to follow. His feet refused to budge.
Ione!
She was laughing hysterically.
"Morning, Haley,"
she called at the top of her voice.
The kyant lumbered to a halt in front of him.
He was looking into a pair of soft violet eyes, half as wide as his own face. A stream of warm, damp breath poured from the breathing vents. One of the tetramorphic arms curved up, the tip form-shifting into the shape of a human hand, slightly too large.
"Well, say hello, then," Ione said.
She had walked up to stand behind him. "I'll get you for this, Saldana," she giggled.